Welcome to Money Mondays. I'm Kim Geddes. Joining me is Larry Ross, Portfolio Manager and Wealth Advisor with BMO Nesbitt Burns. We're doing a deep dive today on entrepreneurship. And Larry, you started as an entrepreneur. Tell me about your story.
My very first foray into entrepreneurship was identifying a product at the age of about 10 that I thought was incredible, and it was hard to get. And I thought there'd be a great market for it. And it was back in about 1976, a friend of mine came back from Hawaii with this bubble gum called Bubble Yum. And I was blown away. Sorry the pun. You know, the story went that I went to some stores and I nagged them and nagged them and nagged them till they finally ordered the product in. And when it arrived, they were willing to sell the whole amount to me to get rid of me. I sold a ton of it.
There's a lot there. Let me ask you, how did you know about the market? How did you know what stores to target? There's a lot there.
Yeah. Well, I think the key one was the target market was easy. Anybody who had a mouth that was my age. My sales pitch was easy. This is the best gum you'll ever taste. And it was easy to sell because I believed it. Unfortunately, I sold out pretty quickly, and the store would never sell me the whole bunch again because they had all these people coming and asking for it.
Tell everyone, how do you handle the ups and downs of going into business for yourself?
I guess going into business, the business I'm in is very entrepreneurial. For me, I guess I just never thought that I could fail at it. So there was never an option. It was always a matter of how hard you work, which is always hard. And I think, you know, what's key is whatever it is you are selling, you have to really believe in it. That's my secret sauce. I don't feel like I'm selling when I'm passionate about the product or what I'm doing and who I do it for.
So I agree that you have to believe in it. You have to be passionate about it. But how does one acquire the knowledge of running a business that they don't have now? For example, the accounting, the sales, the marketing.
I think, You throw yourself into it, and you have to network with people. You have to find other like-minded people who have expertise. And I know a bunch of things, but I have amazing accountants I tend to get along with ones that think like an entrepreneur. So you have to learn how to gather resources. I think someone who's starting out or needs to get knowledge, you just ask a lot of questions. You look for people that know. You model yourself after successful people. And the most amazing thing and surprising thing is how many people will take a call from a young person or will is happy to help out somebody who has good questions and good enthusiasm. So the resources are out there.
And it starts with someone like you who they trust and who has been there and gone through the experience. I've been speaking with Larry Ross, Portfolio Manager and Wealth Advisor with BMO Nesbitt Burns.